trying to restore a relic in downtown Berryville, population 5,300, can't be easy. Most residents here farm poultry and cattle or work in local factories. The beautiful Kings River just west of town attracts a small number of tourists, and many pass through on the way to Eureka Springs. But otherwise, this is where locals hang out. Town Square, the business heart of Berryville, almost collapsed after Walmart built one of its first discount centers on the outskirts several decades back. The local mercantile went out of business, but the bank's still here. Several bookstores, a Hispanic bodega and bakery, the Ozarks Cafe, post office, and two museums also are here. Things are slowly coming back. That's because the once elegant St. George Hotel, today called the Grand View, constructed in 1902, still stands on the northeast corner. An excursion train once brought visitors to its grand ballroom and accommodations. It changed hands over the decades, then stood empty, until Alexander Verdon purchased it in 2005. But he discovered it wasn't exactly empty. The previous tenant was a hoarder.
The building was completely full, from the basement to the attic. We ended up pulling 250 cubic yards of vacuum cleaners, mattresses, boxes, beer bottles, newspapers, every possible thing that you could think would come out of a dumpster in 20 years, because that's what the old owner was, a pack rat, and he lived in one room inside here.
30 truckloads and $45,000 later, the hotel was cleared of debris. Verdon and his partner, Sandra Doss, then set about restoring the bottom floor lobby and dining room and built a restaurant they named 302 on the Square. Both he and Sandra prepare the food, much of it locally sourced.
We have a few signature things that we have here. One of them is our catfish. It's our own original recipe, and each fillet is inspected as it's being cooked. Nothing's pre-dusted. Everything's cooked to order. We also have our two original Cajun recipes, a Louisiana chicken and gravy and a New Orleans red beans and rice, which are both my recipes. Sandra does all the baking. She bakes fresh quiche and pies and cornbread and biscuits, and she also makes all the salads and sandwiches.
So, do you want to walk over to the
main
hotel lobby and sit down?
Okay.
And you have a hitch in your get-along here. What's up? You got a cane?
Yeah, I need a double hip replacement and a new left knee.
From years of working as a commercial deep-sea diver for the oil and nuclear industry in the Gulf and intensive labor from restoring the hotel, the dining room is gorgeous. All the original molding and wainscoting has been stripped and varnished a deep mahogany, thick walls replastered and painted a pale green. Mirrors hang here and there, creating the illusion of more space. We settle in. Tall glasses of ice water with lemon suddenly appear on the polished wooden table.
That's Connor. He's one of our two wait staff. We have a very small system here.
Connor Reed Silas Jones, a helpful and handsome young man, returns to his station at the hotel lobby desk. But no guests can be checked in. The beautifully restored staircase is blocked on the first landing because the upper three stories remain unfinished. The illusion of opulence on the first floor reflects the period when Verdon first purchased the building, circa 2005, during the economic bubble, but all bubbles burst.
Always did my projects, was to get the smallest loan I could to get started, and then I would draw equity out of whatever project I was working on, and so that way I wasn't carrying as big a loan right from the beginning.
Alexander Verdon was in the business of purchasing, renovating, and selling, mostly houses in Florida and other states, and had property in Hawaii. He also did industrial and commercial film work in New Orleans, where he lived for many years. And he worked as an actor in Hollywood for a time, small supporting roles. Through all that, he learned how to leverage his project financials. That is, until the economic collapse leveled his assets.
The finances is that we've been able to stabilize and tread water, but we can't move forward. And the problem is that my medical needs have become critical.
The hotel's not underwater, he says, nor in default, and the couple are maintaining by sheer determination in restaurant revenue. The 302 has become a popular lunch and dining spot, open Thursdays through Mondays, but the kitchen's too small, so they can't expand. And although his surgery is covered by his VA medical insurance, he can't afford to hire someone to cover for him. Ginger Oaks remembers the hotel being open when she was a little girl and how it anchored commerce on the square. Today, she directs the Berryville Chamber of Commerce, and when Alexander Verdin purchased the site, she said the energy on the town square shifted.
It was just like all of a sudden we knew that our square wasn't going to die, because so many small communities, the squares are boarded up and they don't look good anymore, and they're not active. There's just a few few cars around town. This square, you can't hardly find a parking place.
A big farm, flower, and garden show is scheduled this coming weekend on this square, and the 27th annual Berryville Ice Cream Social, which draws over 400 people, is set for June 2nd. Ginger Oak says although the townspeople don't have the financial resources to help Alexander Verdin, they totally support him.
We always knew that it had been here as long as we knew of anything being here. It was pretty much what started the town, you know, and made it to where people could come and visit and stay when they came to Berryville, because it was the place to be. Evidently, from the history that we've learned of it, it had the most modern amenities, I think they said, when it opened. It was the latest of everything that there was.
No matter what, Verdin says he will complete and open the Grand View. The upper levels are wired, plumbed, and sheetrocked. Finishing and furnishings are all that's left. So far, he's invested $300,000 of his own money, with he and his partner doing much of the labor themselves. They've sought equity loans from all the local banks. Cornerstone Bank in Eureka Springs is carrying the hotel's note. But equity loans are hard to get these days, so now they hope to secure a private investor for a first mortgage interest equity loan.
We'd be able to finish the restaurant to the level we need to. We'd be able to bring ourselves up to the business level that we could become very profitable. We have an exceptional reputation. We've been able to keep this restaurant open without any advertising.
Verdin says with $125,000, he could pay off the bank note, take off time for his surgery, expand the restaurant, finish restorations, and reopen the historic Grand View Hotel, which has been shuttered for nearly 40 years.
I walked past the hotel every time I came down, and I would just stand there and look up at it, and just called to me. I just wanted to see this building come back to life.
Baron Alexander Verdin, his full name, treasures history. He can trace his family roots back to the Magna Carta.
I'm descended from one of the 25 knights of Runnymede, one of the 25 barons of Runnymede that signed the Magna Carta.
The Somerset chapter of Magna Carta barons and dames, he says. Once the hotel's up and running, Baron Alexander Verdin's next venture is to open an artists' cooperative, already registered under the nonprofit OzArts. And in his downtime to support OzArts and the hotel, Alexander Verdin has just completed his first novel, a horror parable in the bloody vein of Stephen King, titled The Four Trials of Satan. And OzArts, clever name, will offer workshops on music and film production.
We're going to teach animation. That's what I was working on prior to. I have a film that's sitting on hard drives right now. That's half done. All the film part of it's of animation and film together, and the film's been shot, and I've started on the animation. And
what's the name of the film?
It's called In the Absence of Sanity.
Right. Film producer, hotelier, Baron Alexander Verdin. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.